Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
If you see this circle sign, it's auto-saving, please don't turn the game off or whatever. Instead of that, just in black text, please upload a photograph of your dad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pitch Please. My name's Alex, and I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Ahoy, hoy.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello there.
Thomas the Ideas Engine.
Ahoy, hoy.
Did you notice how my voice continued like on an upwards trail? After that, as if I wasn't ending the sentence.
Carry on, that please. Is? Carry on.
It's because there's someone else here with us. We've got a guest.
No, where?
It's Nilesy. Nilesy's joined us.
Yay.
Hello.
Nilesy,
hello.
Imagine I just didn't say anything.
It's nothing.
You guys are like, God, what should we do? Fuck. He's just not saying a thing.
This is the worst guest we've ever had.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hi. Doing? Thank you. Fantastic. So much for joining us.
Yes, I've...
How would you introduce yourself if I hadn't just done it?
Voice actor and gamer, in that order.
Voice actor first.
Voice actor first.
Wow.
I'm more proud of that.
Yeah? Yeah. Give me one of your voices.
Well, it's just my voice, but it kind of a bit sweeter from Being Puppy Cat.
Being Puppy Cat, yeah.
It's on Netflix. You can watch it, everybody.
Oh my god. Got this a is big time.
Netflix
this is big time.
Voice actor.
Big time.
I think this is the best show's ever going to get.
Hey, Alex, you're looking great today. How's it going? This is the voice that I would sort of put on. I can make
you some
donuts if you'd like.
Now do Being Puppy Cat. Now say my ass, but really high pitched.
This isn't a cameo.
I think that's also in Being Puppy Cat, right?
Yes, it's £5 for each.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm in the show. This is incredible. Thank you so much. I feel like we've been trying to get you on for a long time, and it's never the cards have never fallen in the right
it's
order.
Got big Netflix schedules.
Yeah,
it was the whole thing about Alex not asking. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we can let's not go into details.
We failed at step one.
Yeah, he kept talking about the pot. He was like, "Oh, we need to get more guests," and I was like, "Well, that sounds cool."
I think we also found why we didn't record a podcast for 6 months.
Oh, there is that too.
All right, look, we're back and we've got our first guest in God knows how. I think it's genuinely
I thought you had guests.
You're the
every
first guest this year. We stopped having guests after a while because we started relying on audience. Well, they've all been fantastic.
They spoke at the start of the podcast. I can say that much.
We started relying on audience participation a lot more, which turned out to be great because we've had some really, really good pitches this year. And it took us a little... So we started to get into a bit of a rut, Nilesy, with just coming up with essentially the same mechanics and applying them to different ideas every time. There was cards were in it. There was some kind of XCOM style countdown.
75% of the time.
And there was like some kind of like sanitometer. Where you would go insane.
Oh, yeah.
But those three things just kept showing up, and we needed to break out of it. And the audience have really helped us.
I can't wait to hear your first idea.
Well, just strike those card based
going insane.
No, okay. I promise.
All right. You've got an idea. You have a pitch for us.
I have a couple of pitches. Now, what's the story with this? What's the story with this? If I come up with something incredible, and you guys are like, holy shit, that's amazing. We make it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but we own all the rights.
Got a whole team of devs.
Or
ready to
it'll get announced next week by a major indie publisher, and that's happened multiple times.
Yeah, Devolve will put it out.
Prophetic in that regard, yeah.
Okay, or be an obscure Game Boy Advance game from 20 years ago or something.
It will exist.
Oh, God. Maybe I have copied something. No, I'll give you my first one, okay?
First?
Okay.
Of how many? Of Warcraft.
The first of three.
Three banging three. Ideas.
All right.
Okay, now hang Settle on. In. Before These you jump killers. Into it, how excited are you about each one individually?
Okay, so first one is high concept. And I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay.
Right?
All
we're
right,
talking good. Free to play on Steam. We're talking, I played it, I don't get it. Right? The second one, this second one, it's not necessarily a game, but it's an absolute banger. And I genuinely think you guys are going to be like, we need to make this.
Okay.
It's
okay.
insanely, oh my God, it's going to change okay. your life.
I look forward to letting you down.
I'm talking 99 pence on Steam. This is going to be a huge seller. Huge.
Well, all right.
Big jump from free to play.
Are you talking like overwhelmingly positive reviews or?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Everyone's going to have this.
God right? damn.
Okay. The third one, well, that one needs some work.
Mostly
but I think
negative.
It's the strongest idea.
No, it's
won't be mostly
negative.
It will have 40 positive.
Okay.
So like a couple
okay,
of people
so we're going from
an indie darling that
mixed,
no one will play.
Yes, one.
Mixed to overwhelmingly positive to positive.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Let's
that's
start
a, that's
with
a fantastic
mixed
order.
Okay.
First one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to imagine a very dark environment. Very, I want you to get into the kind of a soundscape of Twin Peaks.
Okay.
I'm there.
But like with a Western twang.
Down.
That's it. Thank you.
There's eagle screech in the background.
I set them up. So what I want you to do now is I want you to imagine that there's a shack in front of you. And it's sort of, it doesn't look great. It's not like a proper house. There's something wrong with the animation. You think the person who made this in Unity is probably not the best at Unity.
Mm-hmm.
I made it.
Right. Chris made this. It's not great, but it's there. Now you walk into this shack and it's a bar, but there's no one at the bar. There's no one at the bar. It's very empty. There's one man in this whole kind of bar and he's sitting at a table and you're like, right, okay. You have a look around the bar. You can pick up a bottle. You can do whatever. You can pick up a glass. It's great. Have a glass, right? But the game is you sit down at this table with this man and you sit down next to him. And what he does is he deals you cards and you play this man
at
one hand of poker. Now, every time you have a hand, he always has one hand better than you every time.
Oh, but I've got a royal flush.
Exactly. The only time you can win this game is if you draw a royal flush. And if you do...
What?
Listen. If you do, he turns to you and he says, nice hand. That's the game.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What?
So you have
so
a 1
happens?
In 603,000 chance.
I was going to say, what are the numbers? Give me the numbers.
Of completing this game.
Sorry, what were the odds?
I think it's about 1 in 603,000.
What?
You see,
so you have to beat him on the flop.
It deals a full game.
Okay, so I have a question.
My God.
Yeah. Do you start with some money to put in, and that's basically your countdown until you have to stop because you know you're going to be out, so you have to know when to...
Sure, we can do that.
When are you always going to lose? Yeah. How does that... Yeah, you don't want to bet.
Isn't it one game? You said one game. So yeah, one round, right?
See, ideally, now this is an allegory for an absent father, obviously. We all got that.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I was there.
Yeah, I think we were all there. So, you know, this one chance at this game is what I feel. It just tugs at the strings. You're like, you've got one chance with your dad. Are you going to impress him? Or are you going to disappoint him again? As you always do.
Can we change it to absent mother?
Absolutely.
Because then we can call it poker. I barely know her. And then that's it. We've got the game there.
For some reason, I was imagining this game being called Are You Winning, Son?
Oh, yeah. No, that's even better.
Yeah, that's good. Just think, oh my God. Imagine you're playing this for like 20
Tagline,
hours.
No.
You're just going over and over, hand after hand, hand. Papa. Oh, you've got a full house. Oh no, he's got better. He's got a straight flush. And then you finally get it. He just says those two words to you. He just says those two words. God, it'll be so sweet.
Is this one of those games like that will delete itself after you've done it? Or
after
like,
you've done it, that's it. You're done.
This is a Peter Molyneux experience.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this feels 100% like Peter Molyneux would pitch this at E3, like 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just walks on stage, puts the image, the meme image on the board. Are you winning, son?
Yeah,
and then just stares out of the crowd
to it, cries. Yeah. So wait, did we just say that you play one hand and then the game deletes itself? So everyone gets one chance. The one lucky person.
I would allow more people. I would allow other people to. Okay. I'd allow you to keep trying because at the end of the day, that you know, people are going to become emotionally distraught if we only give them one chance.
Mm.
What if the game deletes itself once? So everyone is free to play. Everyone is allowed to play it as many times as they want until
they get it.
The one person who gets it.
And then nobody gets it.
And then it deletes. Then nobody gets it. Then it deletes it from, it uninstalls from everyone else's system.
Now that I kind of like, actually.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
This is the same as the cube.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'd hate
it. Yeah.
That. Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like the idea, okay, if you don't even say what kind of game, you don't say anything about it, you just release it, but then all of the money is spent on influencer marketing. Pay all the greatest people to stream it, all the most popular streamers.
All the people with no good parents, I guess. Where are we going with that?
Like, yeah, you have to do some detailed research.
Like, yeah, you really
absent
would.
Fathers. And then,
hey, big fan of your content. Maybe dad.
You tell me. What's your dad doing?
I feel like this is the kind of game that could. It's like totally flash in a pan, but like I could genuinely see a game like this.
Well, there's just
people
one
talking
person,
about like crazy for like
one
four
person
days.
In 649,739 is going to win this game.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
We say it's free to play, but I think you only get one chance per. Like until someone gets it, everyone gets one go, then subsequent things cost 10p. And basically whoever wins it wins the pot, and you can just more people can then go back in.
Yeah
So you then have a one in like 600,000 chance of winning like
a lot of money.
A lot
that's
of money.
Really cool. You've invented the lottery.
I've invented the lottery.
That's what you've made.
And what if there was like some sort of Thunderball.
Great. Win a smaller prize if you get that one.
Yeah, and if you match two cards.
This is, I think, it's a very odd game in that the target audience is people with wayward fathers.
Well, it's not. It's
I
not.
I can't think of any other game.
Everyone's going to want to get in on this, man. Yeah. Everyone's going to. And here's, let me tell you something about this game. Yeah. See all the objects and stuff in the house, in the shack, sorry, in the bar. You're going to be able to pick them up. You're going to be able to move them. People are going to come up with ideas like, if I put this here, I'll get a better car. It does nothing.
It's a conspiracy. Now you've told them that.
Maybe there needs to be some sort of anti-cheat.
They won't listen to this.
If you try and count the cards, you get like the game knows and the like goes Twin Peaks style and then the red curtains come down and the guy opposite you just kind of starts talking backwards. How do we get the Twin Peaks in there a bit more?
Because that's the guy on that.
Yeah, I assume the guy's your dad.
The guy in this game is just a guy.
Okay, so you don't have to upload a picture of your dad.
No.
And it does that rap.
No.
Like wrestling games.
Yeah. I think that's the first thing that should happen when you load
I
the game
love
up.
Your head is up.
Show me your dad.
Submit a picture of your dad.
And it's, why? We'll tell you later.
Understand. You'll understand. Oh my God. Yeah, so I'm imagining someone, if I watched a video of someone achieving the Royal Flush, like that video alone is going to get millions of views because what happens when you get
what
it?
What happens?
I'm gonna follow the entire process that guy does. He walked in through the door, closed the door, drank a wine or whatever, put it down on this side of the bar, then sat down, then stood up, then sat down again.
Did that help?
I need to know the process.
Yeah,
exactly. That's it.
And then
that's
immediately when I try that again, it doesn't matter.
None of it matters.
It's all pointless.
All that matters is beating your dad at poker. And then when you do, and this is the kicker, he says, nice hand, he walks out. Red
and then do you become the new custodian of the shack? Are you there now forever?
Pop into the shop, son.
Bingo.
I love
you've
it.
You've followed in his footsteps.
That's
and
beautiful.
Your son comes in.
Oh, God.
So other people have to come in. It's then multiplayer. Other people have to online.
They can't play unless you're online.
And you have to...
Now, does he always have one better than you in hand? Or does
always.
He just have better than you?
Just one hand strength
it's
better.
It's always one better.
Always one hand strength.
So you can always, you can figure out after a couple of hands, like, I know how to beat this. I know the only way he can't have one better than me.
Yeah.
Now, is there a potential that you get the royal flush, he also gets the royal flush, house wins?
No, we rigged that.
Okay.
That not in the game. He can't get a royal flush.
All of it's rigged.
The one hand he can't... No, it is definitely rigged. The one hand he can't get is a royal flush. No, unless you get, what is it, a straight flush. Then he has a royal flush.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the card backs need to be different colours to highlight that it's clearly a rigged deck. Like... It's not one deck.
He very obviously like pulls cards out of his sleeve. There's
like an Uno card. You're like, what? What's this? Like,
yeah. God, it's so good of an idea.
And this one's free.
This one's free.
Wow. I play it because it's free. I need to know if am I the lucky one?
Are you the lucky guy?
I genuinely think like 10 years ago, this game would just not work. But now. I genuinely could see it just taking people by storm for like a couple of days or a week while everyone
this is a full
streams it trying to figure it out.
Maybe one
like
achievement.
Exactly how to get
the achievement. Yeah. What, just the royal one flush. Achievement to get the royal flush.
Do you have to walk back in every time you've
failed?
Okay, yeah, right. So that whole, okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because what if
face
that's part
black,
of it? What if
then
that's
face back up?
You know, what if then, that's one of the ways you can get the royal flush is if you go in a different way? Could you go in a window? You know,
well, there. You could. So you could use the achievements. Talking about you could use those to misdirect people into thinking that things that they're doing have some kind of impact. Like you could use the achievements to things like you know, like you've picked up the glass or moved
true.
It, you know, done certain things.
Oh,
a certain
so
amount
there's
of times.
There's actually hundreds
so connects
of achievements.
That. Yes,
there's thousands of achievements linked to every item.
You chop down a tree outside, you build a ladder so you can get in through the second floor. That's an achievement.
This might be a controversial opinion, but what if? It did. What if there was a thing? There's just one solution and there's like 100 different things you could do. Well, thousands of different things you could do. You have to solve it by just sheer brute force.
Oh, so there is another way that you could win. You could just not get the royal flush.
So you could
take
follow.
A chair, crack it over the guy's back. No, that's a bit
it would be have to be something. I would be up for it, but it would be have to be something that would make your dad proud of you.
Oh, it'd be like a 200 step sequence of movement, picking things up.
That would give him
maybe
pride.
We, you know, just do loads of weird shit.
Oh,
and
but
that
I
guarantees it.
I followed the 200 step process, but unfortunately, I did it at 5 o'clock on a Monday, not 4 o'clock on a Tuesday like the other guy did. It tracks your computer time. It knows the exact day of month and stuff.
Yes.
Has to all equal pi or something stupid like that.
You have to end the sequence at a certain time as well as start the sequence at a certain time.
Yeah.
14th of March.
And the way it works out, there's only one day of like the entire century that you could do it. Mm. Actually, it would actually work.
Father's
Day. But someone will find it. It'll be data mined to
Father's
hell.
Day. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, great.
I mean, yeah, like Jay, I'm pretty into that idea.
Yeah.
I could 100%.
I'm sorry there's no like XCOM mechanic or countdown
there were cards.
To insanity.
No, I mean,
no cards. That's true. There were some
no
cards in there.
I was immediately drawn in.
When you mentioned Shaq and the kind of the Twin Peaks, or I guess slightly off kilter, weird feeling, it immediately was giving me
Inscription?
Vibes of Inscription.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe what people will think of initially, but then going in,
they'll realize it's much worse.
It's
significantly
much worse
and has fewer features. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, it sounds like there's, what, 300
thousands of,
achievements?
3,500 achievements.
Like there's a fully fledged game outside of all of this.
Yeah.
But the only way to end and restart it is to play a game of poker with your dad.
Yeah.
That you've uploaded.
Good luck if you win.
Good luck.
I think
you're going to need it.
I just,
me,
I just really want to...
If I won that game going forward in life, I would be a happier man.
Yeah, it would change me.
Yeah.
I mean, it would change if you were the person streaming who actually managed to do it.
Yeah.
That would change that would change your life,
right? Change the course of history.
Yeah.
It would change the course of history. I really want to see that image. You know when games load up, like the first thing that you see, and it's like, if you see this circle sign, it's auto-saving, please don't turn the game off or whatever. Instead of that, just in black text or in white text with a little box, please upload a photograph of your dad. I think that would just be so good.
It would choose one of our pre-generated throw fathers. People off.
Yeah, that's true. We could have an option of just pre-generated fathers, or you could upload your own.
Yeah.
That is genius.
All right. I think we've spent enough time on this. I
say, not because it's bad. Does everyone just go around now and rate it out of 5? Is that how this podcast works?
Okay, we kind of lost track of how it used to work. What was it before? It was wood play, wasn't it?
Wood play, yeah. But then we kind of got to the point where it's like, well, I mean, we, the idea is we're making, the conversation leads up to the point where, you know, we would play it. We keep talking about it until we make something that we would play.
Not every time. There were some shitters. And also, we've gotten to the point where I've accepted that neither of these two fucking jackasses are going to make the games. So
busy making their own.
They've not been inspired
rubbish.
Enough.
Maybe can't maybe make last would one. Play.
That's for making Inscription with my dad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get 5.
I give that a solid 3. I'd play it once. I'd never want to see it again.
That's a solid mixed.
Yeah, I was going to say, free to play mixed one.
This is the free to play. Yeah.
So 3 out of 5.
But not mixed because it's necessarily mixed because it's divisive. People are going to be livid that they've spent 1,000 hours in this game and not managed to get anything. But some people are going to see the genius.
Some of the games
it.
I've played the longest on Steam, I would leave a negative review.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Arcage, Dota 2.
developers listening to this right now.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you? Dota 2? What am I supposed to say? A good thing? Okay, am I supposed to want you to play Dota 2?
Okay, all right, look. Dota 2.
The other one is
that's
Arcage.
The exception.
That's the other one.
Arcage? Wait.
Never played Arcage. No, wait, what is that?
It's a Korean MMO. There's a lot of money that you
can
spend.
Wait, how many hours have you put in this?
I don't want to talk about it.
Come on.
At least 1,000, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's got mostly negative reviews.
Yeah, of course it does. People play that.
And the top negative review is 751 hours, so you're not alone.
Well, you know they've established it. Listen, let me give you my second idea.
Yeah, please.
Now,
please do.
What if it's not a game? Am I out of the podcast?
Okay.
A bit.
It's a kind of a strange podcast.
It's an interactive experience, at least.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's a function for games. We're talking about this on Discord.
Okay, no, it's fine.
We're talking about this on Discord the other night, and this is something that rattles my fucking cage every time I play a game. My idea is a program on Steam, like Borderless Windowed. It's called Soundcheck. You load it up, it's in the background. Whenever you open a game, it automatically sets the game to 25% volume.
Oh, okay.
That's huge. That's all it does.
That's huge.
That's fucking huge, right?
I would buy that. You said this one was the pacing?
I said this is the one that everyone's going to buy and have running.
How much was it again?
Cheap.
99p.
99p. 99p. Like we could even lower it down.
I'm paying that.
Absolutely.
I'm not even kidding. I need this.
Yeah.
I've heard the amount of times I think, Tom, I've heard you respond to loud games launching up
every
on
time
Discord.
I launch a game. I've got a fucking Go XLR. I've got all these volume mixes and stuff. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm still going to get blasted by these fucking games.
And if you're streaming them, you fire up and everyone's like, and you're like, okay,
closes the stream, never come back. You've lost viewership. You're ruined.
Losing money.
There's a small applet in the background. You click it once, it stays open forever. Now, bonus points if you can make it not say on Steam that you're playing Soundcheck, like Borderless Window doesn't do.
Yeah. Because I've got thousands of hours in Borderless gaming.
Yeah.
That's my most played game, apparently.
Yeah. What's it named? Doesn't do that. Wallpaper Engine doesn't
exactly.
do that, right?
We can work out
I have that launched.
So there is a way.
Yeah. There is a way of doing it.
There's a way.
I feel like...
I mean, that sounds...
I feel
that's
like Chris is
make,
like,
right?
No, this
Chris
is what I'm
like,
seeing.
Got something.
We've
got
Chris is like, I've just done it.
Chris,
I've made it.
Chris is like, this is big.
No, I'm just like, you can just ask developers to have the first thing they do is
they've
go
had enough
volume.
It doesn't
done.
Happen.
No, they've had enough time.
It's been decades. It's been decades.
I'm sorry, but it's 2023. This is still
enough.
Happening.
I can tell you that for sure.
It's done. It's time for the players to take back a bit of control.
Okay.
All right. We want
it's a good shout though
on every game.
Like just to shout out my latest game, it doesn't start at 100% volume because
it's not.
No.
Really?
I mean,
bonus points.
It starts at 80.
Well, nice way to say
more
I haven't played it.
25, but you know, that's something.
what's the game? Right, what's the game name? We didn't hear.
People
are
thinking about it.
Name.
Yeah.
It's called Bish Bash Bots. It's recently launched. You can grab it on Steam and all platforms.
Nice.
Yay. And what's the pitch?
What volume does it start at?
80%.
80 too high.
Too high.
It's not quite. They just think they know what they're talking about.
We need to get off your fucking pedestal.
Yeah. I mean, our audio guy Ben would love it if we just set all of his audio like worked for weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, nah, we'll set it to like 10%, mate. Nah,
honestly,
great.
Set it all to zero and let me decide.
Yeah, everything starts muted.
This game has no sound.
Yeah, game's broken. Bug. Didn't look in the options menu.
You know what? I'm having a good enough time without music, so I'm not going to turn up the music. That's my choice.
Did I tell you about my friend? I'm not sure if I've said this, like, actually spoken about this on the podcast before, but I had a friend who played through the whole of after the first port came out, everyone was talking about it, being like, oh, this game is incredible. It's just like one of the best games I've played in years. It's great what they've done, blah, blah, blah. He tried it out and I spoke to him about it a couple of days later and he was like, oh, yes. So it was good, but it was, you know, it was fine. So it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just kind of underwhelmed more than anyone else. And it turned out he played the entire game muted, like just with no subtitles or anything. He didn't hear
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS. Played the entire thing without any GLaDOS, which is basically 50% of the
but
instrument.
As in no voice audio or no audio?
No, nothing. Like he was just listening to music. He was listening to music while he played.
It was just a puzzle game.
It's just a puzzle, just a puzzle game. He was like, oh yeah, the puzzles are pretty cool.
That's instead of the 25%, I'm going to have a game that just mutes people's music and be like, listen to the what we have achieved.
Oh, okay.
That's a good
Or the inverse.
Oh, yeah.
Where you detect if sound check is running, disables it, and actually makes it worse.
I go, I put the volume at 110.
Yeah. Stop.
And mutes
stop
every
stream.
Other application.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
That's the one that the developers
you from
release.
Discord.
That's it, yeah.
We're going to fight back.
White
well,
text.
No,
this
on.
Game
I mean,
is best enjoyed
without this program installed. I'm not trying to dunk on audio in games here. I think Nazi, you're saying the same. It's just, too damn loud.
Yeah, any game that has an opening thing that's incredibly loud, you're just like, okay, headphones off, and then I'll go straight to the settings. It's like, give me the setting at the start.
Exactly. One of the big issues I think is for games that you really are passionate about playing. And then they start so loud that you're like, I can't listen to this. But it's like some really important cinematic or opening cutscene that you then need to restart the game. And because it was a first launch cutscene, so you have to delete your save and things like that, it just gets a bit messy at times.
Yeah. I totally hear it with last streams, line. You know? It's just like people, all the chat's just like, can't hit too loud. And then the host is just like, oh my God, what's going on? Panic and misses everything. You know,
it just creates confusion.
That's not a good experience.
Now, actually, Nazi, this is something, now I know this is an issue. I feel like I should warn you. My all-time favorite game, Dragon's Dogma, has an issue, which I'm ashamed to admit. It's not a perfect game. The volume settings only come in after you've pressed start on the main menu. So every time you launch it, it's 100% until you press start.
Oh, dear.
So that intro music is blasting. Great intro music. But so now I know that's an issue. Okay. Maybe that's not the game for you.
Listen, I'm sympathetic to the needs of the developers. I'm not out here with my fingers in my ears, ironically. What I'm telling you here, though, with Soundcheck is we'll listen to devs. You as a dev can contact Soundcheck and we will have personalized profiles for your game. When we detect that you're playing Bish Bash Bots, we're going to say the dev has recommended these settings. Would you like to use them? Boom. You can automatically have that on at the start, so you can launch it so it's automatically load default for that dev. So the dev has suggested these are the recommended listening settings, and it loads it automatically.
But all of that is going to be, the recommended dev listening settings is going to be everything 100%. At 100%.
Yeah. See, I would always put music at like 70, sound effects a little bit higher.
But when you say that, right, that's in terms of on the back end, right? Surely like the 100% that we see on the slider is your 70% for music versus...
No, that's just my preference. I like to balance.
Personal preference.
You can upload your own preferences into this sound program, and it puts it into everything, like NVIDIA. Also, it can be a little bit snarky as well. Every time you launch the game, Bish Bash Bots, for example, a little pop-up in the corner from Soundcheck will then say, "No settings changed. Good dev." But alternatively, if you open Cyberpunk...
I don't believe you. That wouldn't happen with us.
When you open Cyberpunk and it starts blasting Cyberpunk music at you like it does every fucking time, it then thumbs down. Bad dev.
Pretty loud. Okay, all right. Here's a question. Is there any game that you would happily launch at 100% music...
Outer Wilds.
Outer Wilds. I think Outer Wilds is a great one. I think Elden Ring for me. I think I want to hear that as loud as possible.
As loud as possible.
When it goes nuts, I want it.
Boom, boom.
People do like the Baldur's Gate.
That's true.
That is pretty good.
That's Baldur's Gate 2, right? That one's the fucking banger. That's amazing.
Hang on, what?
Baldur's Gate 2, the Shadows of Am. I ain't dared. The music for that is incredible.
Hey, when did that come out?
Someone's played a game.
It was re-released. Read a book. Recently.
We're talking about Baldur's Gate 3 here. This is a modern podcast.
I don't think the Baldur's Gate 3... He's dated it has the some great music. With Baldur's Gate 2.
Are you telling me you don't like launching the game and hearing...
I do, and I do, like everyone else, I sing along with it every time it happens. Yeah. But the Baldur's Gate 2 one is better. And I wish they would just have the music that, you know, like the classic, the Down by the River song. That's the one I really want to listen to when the game launches.
Just make a character that plays repeatedly. Just play the rest of the game that plays repeatedly.
And then leave it for half an hour until it kicks in.
Download a mod or something. Fuck. Dunking right. on the game of the year.
Sound check.
Yeah, I'd buy it. Yeah, I would 100% buy that game.
It's a brilliant idea. It's an overwhelmingly positive idea.
Yeah, that's the one that would be overwhelmingly positive. That was my...
Yeah. So the next one is just positive.
Yeah. No, wait. Wasn't this the mostly negative? Reviews.
No, there was no mostly negative. These are all bangers. What are you talking about?
Okay, I was just trying to remember where we're at.
No, he's after something.
So this is the critically acclaimed one, right? This is the indie gem.
This will be a bit of a gem. Right. Okay. This is a proper idea that I think would be good, but I think that there's some issues with the. It's not possible. I don't think.
Right, well, so most of ours aren't possible.
Right.
As
good. Okay. I'm in good. I'm good. Good company. The finest of company. But so this is a game. It's do we have any Star Trek fans in the house?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, I love Palp.
Okay, that's not Star Trek.
I don't know why I nodded. It's a podcast. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's a co-op game. You can play with your friends, up to four people. I want you to think Star Trek Bridge Crew, but I want you to think more like isometric kind of, you all pick, it's kind of pixelated maybe. You all pick a character, like let's say Alex, obviously medical, Chris, engineering, the rest of you red shirts. Sorry, guys. You know, somebody has to die. And I'm the captain, obviously. Let's be joking.
And
essentially what happens is you do these missions. Now, it's not just randomly generated missions, right? What these missions are set missions that are like chapters. So I want you to first imagine five. There's five different missions that you can do. You will be given them in a random order, but dependent on the order, changes the entirety of the story. And it means for every permutation of the order, the story is different. Now, initially, I wanted to do this 20 stories, but this would, Tom's looking up the math, I think. But
well, it's 25, right?
Yeah, it'll be four.
No, sorry, it's not. It's five to the power of five.
It's five
isn't
to
it?
The power. Yeah. Now, I wanted to do it with 20, which would be 20 to the power of 20, which would be impossible. So I've reined it back to 5.
Yeah, so, okay, which means 3,125 different stories.
Yes, that are different. Now, now here's my idea. I had these were the 5 that I was playing with when I was talking about this on stream. The first mission is like an AI takes over your computer and maybe wages war against someone else.
One.
The other one was like a starbase attack.
2.
Third one's a diplomacy mission to an alien planet.
3.
Fourth one is making diplomatic ties to a warring faction.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth one is just, you know, some kind of ship emergency, right? Now, let's say, and if you get those in any order, like if you get, for example, the AI mission first, takes over your ship, attacks another ship, the ship it attacks is the warring faction. So then that mission, the reason that you're in diplomatic ties is because this warring planet is up to this and you've caused war because of your ship. The next one is this, you're going down to this planet to get resources for this faction that needs them to secure these ties. Right, that's 3, let's reset it. The first one is you go down to this alien planet and they have this this remedy, this cure, but they're being attacked by this faction. Turns out that your starbase was just attacked. You have to go in emergency and it's this warring faction that's attacking them. You never find out about their backstory because you never learn it. You never learn about these things because you never went through the previous like iterations. It's just this incredibly dense story.
James is nodding like he's into, and Chris is nodding.
I'm into it.
What are the immediate reactions from developers?
Just for my own mental imagery,
yeah.
I immediately imagined like when you went isometric and pixelated, like a Project Zomboid-esque style graphics,
yeah,
but on a bridge.
But yeah, but it could be, honestly, I'm open to different solutions here, but whatever would be enjoyable for a 4-player co-op experience, but take on the atmosphere and aesthetics of a bridge, of a starship.
So what's the gameplay as Alex being medical? What's mine as being
engineering? Well, this is where I need you guys' help.
Right, okay. Is it mini games? Are we thinking
I find that mini games, it might not impart the importance of Alex's role here. You know, he might be like, oh, I'm just down here pressing this button every day. You know, I want Alex. If Alex messes up, I want someone in the ship to die.
Hmm.
And I want that to change the course of the story. What if Alex kills one of the lead engineers and we don't have the weapons that we require for exactly. What if you die because and we don't have the weapons we require to defend the starbase that's under attack?
Now, what I like the idea of, which would obviously cause the story to blow up even more exponentially, is that it's co-op, but you're on a starship. Do all 4 characters have to be within earshot of each other, or can they go wandering off? Can Alex be down in sickbay talking to people, dealing with the problem while the captain's dealing with another problem and engineering's trying to do their problem? Like,
exactly.
Do the stories overlap at all?
The story. So imagine the story is an overarching chapter, and within that chapter, there would be sub stories that each individual role could take on. So Alex in the, let's say, the medical bay, he would be doing some medical stuff. Maybe the alien planet need a cure and he's trying to research this cure, but there'd be different
synthesizing
there'd be different multiple stages that he could experience that story in, so he would be in going through his own story at the same time that would interlock with other people on the ship.
How many crew members are there?
I'd say 4.
Okay, I'm just trying to work out the
maths. I'd say more than 4.
One.
You get a bit mad.
Okay.
I think we got a bit mad with just solo play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that, solo play would be excellent, but you'd only experience it from one side of the coin. Like, if you have multiple friends, then you'd be like, you can find out what they're doing in engineering, for example, right?
Mm.
But what I will say is, what I love about this idea, my own idea. No, what I love about this idea is that when you play with your friends, you're like, oh, what did you get as your first mission? You know, you start your game and you're like, oh, it's Starbase. Starbase is being attacked. And you're like, I know why it's being attacked. Yeah, I know why. And then you go there. They don't fucking know why. Because they didn't get it in that order. The story is completely different based on the order that you get them. It's not the same story. You don't find out that, I call them the Florians or whatever. You don't find out that the Florians are attacking the Starbase because they need a cure from the alien planet and the other mission. You don't find that out. So that story isn't there. It's a different story. There's a different reason the Florians are attacking this starbase.
So there's not one true story. Yeah, okay.
There's no ending.
There's no Prime universe. There's no Kelvin universe. It's all just...
Yeah.
We've got a multiverse already. That's kind of cool.
Thank you. When you finish it for the first time, you can then replay it. And when you do, you can choose custom play. And when you click custom play, you can rearrange the chapters in the way that you
right.
want. So you can say, I want to do the Starbase attack. Then I want to do the alien planet. I want to see how those two affect each other. And the differences are drastic. It's not just there's an extra line of dialogue. Because you went here first, you get extra mushrooms that you can use to synthesize your cure. No, it's different. The story is very different.
This reminds me a little bit of... So are you, just to clarify that, what is the length of this game that you're imagining? Is it fairly short but deep? Is that the idea?
We're talking like if you were to do a playthrough, and you could probably get through it like an hour and a half, right? The five main missions. But what is going to bring you back is the replayability. This game has got insane replayability because there's so many stories that are like interconnected. You're going to find out different things about these races from really weird like configurations of the chapters. And even within that, like you suggested, which was a great idea, the reconfigurations of the sub chapters for the positions on the ship, like engineering, medical, command.
Would you make the replayability part of the story? Would you make it some sort of timey-wimey kind of experience where it's like you get to the end of the hour and a half and you're like, some sort of cataclysm happens that requires you to go back and replay and try the events different way?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Do the crew remember?
I would say no. I mean, the crew, story-wise, couldn't, because then they'd be like, we're in a time.
You know? Yeah.
The theory of the Mobius.
Sure. Now, I realize, in asking this question, I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you, Nazi. I almost want a potential story, one of the 3,125 potential stories, if I just give you the events as they appear in order.
Yeah.
So what were the five? They were AI attack, land on planet, something wrong with the ship.
Hit me.
What was the fourth and fifth?
Starbase attack.
Starbase attacked, and the final one?
Diplomacy
mission. So let's start with, we're all on this ship.
Yeah, I'm going to get comfortable.
Get comfortable. So we're all on this ship. Alex is the engineer. You're the captain, of course. We're red shirts.
I was medic.
You're the medic, whoever you are.
Yeah.
And we're red shirts. The ship is, I guess it's a, you can name the ship as a player, right?
Yep. You can name
great.
It.
Great. Chris, what would you call it?
Well, Chris, yeah, go for it.
I mean, we might as well just call it the Enterprise at this point.
Great.
Because we're on the original.
It's a bit on the north.
We're on the Enterprise. So
legally distinct Enterprise.
I'm not going to even attempt to make it distinct. We're on the Enterprise. And our first mission, there's something wrong with the ship.
Okay, so we're talking the AI takeover. Is that what you're saying?
I thought something wrong with the ship was one of the third mission types.
Oh, that was the other mission type. That was the fifth one, wasn't it? Right. So the AI, I don't think it was something wrong with the ship. I think it was something like. Fine. We'll take it with that. So something wrong with the ship. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. That's fine. Something wrong with the ship.
Right. So there's something wrong
with
the ship.
Intro scene.
The EPS grid is overloading. What are you going to do?
Exactly. So we put our engineering head on that. So Chris is investigating. He's finding out what's going on here. And it turns out that there is something wrong with the ship. And it is some kind of a code, like some kind of infectious code that's in the computer. Now, you might be thinking the next one might not be the AI takeover, right? But maybe this is a code that we learn to integrate into the systems. Dependent on the next mission. So what would the next mission be? Because the computer's going to know, I'm going to know what the next mission is, so I can lead into a nice segue. So what's the next chapter?
We're landing on a planet now.
We're landing on a planet. So the code that we have in the ship is actually, it's a distress code. This code has been picked up from a probe that we passed many light years ago, and the probe is emitting this beam, and it's saying, go to these coordinates. We arrive there, we go to this, and there's a race of people there, and they need our help. What would the next one be?
Starbase has been attacked.
The Starbase has been attacked. So we now have a choice. Do we help these people in their time of incredible crisis, or do we decide to go and defend our people against whatever is attacking them at the Starbase.
Diplomacy now.
Diplomacy. Well, the diplomacy mission is no longer with the Florians. The diplomacy mission is with this new race of people that we have decided. We decided to leave them. We can't leave the Federation behind. So we've went to defend the Starbase. We're so sorry. Thousands, millions have died here because we couldn't assist them. We couldn't give them the nitrium from our engines that if we did that, we couldn't defend our people and our
the
people.
Nitrium.
And we survived. We saved our people, but they died. And now we have to make diplomatic relationship. We have to make diplomatic ties with this new sentient race that we know exists.
Okay, that leads to the final thing.
Yeah.
The AI attacks.
Yeah. The diplomacy mission does not go successfully. And they decide to counterattack us with using the code that we picked up on their probe to integrate an AI takeover into our ship that completely rewires it and sets us on a course that could potentially lead to the disintegration of the Federation.
See, did it right at the beginning.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
Holy shit. That was, okay, now 3,124 to go.
Yeah.
But I'm in.
One a day.
I'm in one a day.
One a day. I love that.
It's coming out in 9 years or whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So the problem with this is like it's so, it's not procedural, right?
No.
Like it has to be
designed. It may as well be curated.
It would require
curated.
An insanely large team of writers and designers to pop this stuff
together.
This
is the problem.
Surely? I don't know. What Chris... James, how would you make this?
I was thinking, my first thought was like, you cannot voice act this.
No.
Right, yeah. God.
AI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you could.
Is that the one that takes over the ship? if you turn it off, that one doesn't happen. You can do that on a sound check.
True.
I don't know. I think you could still have the vast story without going 5 to the power of 5. I think you could still have.
You cut down a mission?
No. I think you still have the 5 missions, but maybe the way that they interact, you know, what you've described there, I don't know whether you'd need another 3,000 permutations of that place.
Is it 3,000? Isn't it 5?
300, wasn't it?
How many is it exactly?
You just say.
I don't actually know what 5 to the power of
5
is.
5 to the power of 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's. Is it 3,000? Okay, that's
3,125.
That's so much.
if we cut it down so there's only 4 missions that you go on, you then only
I don't think you need the missions, but you just don't need the vast permutations of each interaction.
Certain missions
it is 5 times.
The first 4 missions are going to be the same on a lot of things, right? You're going to have to only write the last one, right? It's not going to be as tough as 3,000 unique original stories. You're talking about like editing the end of a story a bunch of times.
Yeah.
4 to the power of 4 is only 256.
I was thinking about this. Now, maybe I'm being dumb with maths here, and I know this isn't the podcast for it.
Right.
Would it not be 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1 because you don't do the same mission again?
That sounds more likely, yes.
There's 120 permutations.
Yeah,
this game is makeable.
Oh my God.
Easy.
This isn't so bad.
Easy.
Now, I initially wanted to do this with 10 or 20, but you know.
Well, now you can.
Now I can, but you know, we could do some sort of DLC where we add more missions, and that would be, wouldn't that be so easy? Like the DLC would be just a bank of more missions.
I enjoy that phrase.
No. No, I mean like
very easy. Yeah.
The missions don't slot in; they continue after. Like if they slotted in, that would be insane.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe we do the Mirror Universe version of the entire game.
Oh, I love that.
So we you know, in very much in Star Trek, you've got the Mirror Universe where everyone's basically bad and everyone's got a goatee all of a sudden. So we just do the exact same thing, but everything's skewed towards bad.
Bizarro.
You're a Florian.
Yeah. I love that.
You're the one attacking the base.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. I like that.
Niles is a genius.
Game of the year.
Thank you.
You're a genius, and unfortunately it's just too clever to be on this show.
Oh,
this episode can't go out. Good. We talk about drinking boy potions with deck builders. Like we do dumb shit on here, and this is too clever. And that you were able to pull out a story that cool just like that. Sorry,
I'm sorry.
It has to be first person. It has to be like Star Trek Voyager Elite Force, if anybody played that, which is basically like a reskinned Quake game. And it was amazing. And they released it on GOG recently, so you should go and play it.
I was going to say, there is also a game that came out recently, 7th of September, called Void Crew, which is a first person. You take up a role in a ship and do missions and things like that. I haven't played a lot of it, but that style thing. Same as you were saying, the Star Trek one. Yeah.
That's the other thing for sure.
I wanna role play as like we're each a member of the crew.
Hell
and it's like I'm gonna be on the bridge. Quick, you go down to engineering, and you're in the bridge, and the fucking turbo lifts, sparks everywhere,
there's a key binding for like your communicators, and you press it, and you hear everyone.
Yes,
you hear everyone. So like you hear Alex talking to me, but you're in engineering. As you would.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Yeah, exactly. All the time. Constantly.
That's the only thing I say, even though it's the one clearly not giving
comically all large give it all button. I love it. I want
it. Well, that's what made Bridge Crew so fun, is that you're...
Yeah. The only problem with Bridge Crew, which is just the thing that annoyed me so much, is when you warp to a new area, it would always fade to black. It's like you've just immediately broken my immersion. I want to warp to the place... And I'm there. Yeah.
Like Starfield.
Like, why is that not the fucking loading screen? I don't know. That was so infuriating, but I love that game.
Yeah.
And have you ever played a game called, I think it's Arcus Bridge Crew? Have you ever played that?
No.
I think I have played that.
So basically, everybody's got a laptop with a different part of the ship on it. So someone will have engineering, someone will be the pilot, someone will have... whatever the other ones are, I can't remember now, but you basically like communicate in real life, and you're like sat around piloting a ship through space. I love that.
Yeah. Wait, is this a board game?
No, this is a computer game.
Oh, never heard of them. Never heard of them.
What name? Computer games.
One computer games. Anyway, yeah, I love this. I want this.
Right?
Can we make it, please?
Yes, let's make this.
This is your next game, James.
This is it. I think this is the most exciting.
I do want the next game
heard.
To be a space game, but that's a different idea.
There you go. You just need to make 120 different individual unique stories.
I can recommend, no problem.
Yeah, he's already done one.
And
we've been wasting his time with this
voice
podcast.
The whole thing.
If it's only 120, we could definitely look at that, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I want it.
All right. So we've had three ideas today. First one. Should we run through them quickly? The first one. Are you winning, son? Tom? Could you give us a rundown of what that game is?
You open your eyes to a tavern. No, not a tavern. A shack.
It's a shack.
A shack in a dark, weird forest. It looks kind of shit. Why does it look so shit? Don't worry about it. It's just a budget restraints. And you have many options of how to enter this building through the front door, through the second floor, round a window, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Either way, when you get inside, you see a bar with many interactable objects, piano, wine glass, beer, chair, whatever you want. Everything is interactable, but that's not the game. The game is the guy in the corner sat on a table with a hand of cards. And then when you sit down, he deals you a hand, and you better pray that you've got the royal flush, because no matter what, he has one better. And maybe you have to pay 10p to play again. I can't remember. Sorry, wait. Before you even open your eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point are we scanning our dads?
Let's go back in time a little bit. You double click on the game on Steam. Please show me your dad.
Or pick, which is or a 25% volume.
Or pick a, or pick a pre-chosen dad.
Yeah, either show me a dad or pick a pre-gen papa. And
I like the term pre-gen papa.
Right? And you just have to beat your dad in a game of poker. And there is only one solution to this, and it is going to be data mined to hell to figure out what this exact solution is. But someone is going to solve it, and everyone's going to want to know how.
And then what happens when you win, Tom?
He says... Solemnly?
But proud.
Proud. There's almost a tear in his eye as he looks into your soul and he says, nice hand.
Oh, chills. Just hearing it back, I'm getting fucking chilled.
The screech of the chair. He stands up. Oh. He turns around. He walks out of whatever entrance you use to get in.
The fucking ceiling.
The window.
Actually, the ceiling.
You can see him lift his leg over the window.
I think whatever way he leaves, just before he does, he just turns around for one last look. And then leaves.
Oh.
Just see that big impact.
Yeah.
Just, and you say,
what if he does the line? He does the line as he's about to leave. So he turns around and then says, "Nice."
Oh,
job.
And puts on a
hat. if he's going from like the roof or something, you see him climb out of the roof, and then he just peeks back, his head just like pushing over the rim.
The warped
and then he says, "Nice
face
job.
Of your dad."
Wrapped around the wire model.
Where you've accidentally uploaded it upside down. His eyes open.
Who, until says, nice this point, hand. Has never said a word, so no. Only yeah. when he says nice hand do you see the weird placement on the mouth. Like, yeah, his nose opens up. Nice hand.
Okay, perfect. That is the next viral sensation. Okay, and then second game. Not a game,
no.
But a brilliant app.
A service.
Soundcheck.
A requirement. Yeah. A plea, yeah. More than anything, for developers to fucking pull their pants up and get their shit together. Because it's time for the gamers to rise up.
That's right.
I don't want to be deafened.
This one makes gamers happy, makes developers angry.
Well, developers can contact us and work with us if they want. And if they don't, they'll get that thumbs down.
Bad dev.
All right. And the final game, the big one.
Yeah.
What have we got? Can you give us a summary, Tom?
Me? Oh, wait, what was the name of this one?
I didn't really have... I don't really have a name.
No, I didn't... I was overwhelmed with stories.
Yeah.
Legally distinct bridge crew.
It would be something
stories
like...
Of
you know,
not the Enterprise.
It would be something like, you know, Galactic Alliance, like that kind of thing. Like something generic, something sci-fi, something that tells... Something that carries on Gene Roddenberry's dream of a utopian future. For God's sakes. For God's sakes. You know, something that dreams of a better tomorrow, Tom.
Gene Roddenberry presents.
Better tomorrow.
Gene Roddenberry's Interstellar Stories.
Oh, better tomorrow is a good name.
There you go.
Nice.
All right, Gene Roddenberry's A Better Tomorrow.
Now, this is a game, a node-based game, I suppose, in that each node is a story element or a mission that you take up in any order. But whatever order you take these missions in your Galactic Federation starship allows you to experience a brand new story, not unlike the story mode of Shadow the Hedgehog, but with many more permutations. Is there a final mission each time?
The final mission will just be whatever the last node is, and it will the story will integrate itself into being the final mission.
I was just imagining like a sixth unique, no matter what you're doing, every time it's a brand new unique mission.
People will think and they'll hope, but it will never be there. There will be a satisfying end on the fifth. At the end of the fifth mission, you're going to be a happy man.
No matter what, the story is
guaranteed
compelling, unique.
Yeah.
And satisfying.
Every time.
Every single time. I was satisfied with just the one story we had.
And that was just off the cuff.
Yeah. He just shit that one out.
That's the most engaged I've been in this podcast.
Let's just have every episode we do now is just one other series of missions.
We've got another 119 to go.
Yeah, that's true. Gene Roddenberry's Better Tomorrow. What was it?
Better Tomorrow.
Gene Roddenberry's A Better Tomorrow. I feel like I don't need to ask this, but everyone's favorite.
Yeah,
it's got to be the third one, right?
Maybe.
No, mine's the second one.
Really, the second one.
Mine's the second one. Easy. I would buy it now, and I feel like I'll make it. Fuck it. How hard can it be?
Let's do it. If you make it, we go half as on the cost, right? Come on, dude.
Oh yeah.
Chris face farming.
What's that like? 50p each. You get 49, I get 50.
I'll pay to get it on Steam. 100%.
Really?
Yeah, I'll pay for that.
All right, great. Easy.
So who gets the last percent? Can Steam. I have 1%?
I'll give it to the quarter.
Not the 30%
that goes out to good dev.
Yeah, that's a kickback to good devs.
Yeah.
All right, we've had three very, very solid ideas. Maybe even two bangers, I would say.
Many bangers.
Maybe even three.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
two bangers. One very quiet banger.
I would be fascinated by the first one. I'd be following that story for a while.
Yeah, honestly, that is the one that I feel like I could 100% just envision it. I could see it like just taking everyone by storm for like a week or so.
The moment that article comes out,
what the fuck this game is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the article comes out that says some random guy just actually won this game, I need to see it.
How did they do it?
Yeah.
It'll be like guy wins game with a picture of Shrek on his dad. It'll just be like something weird.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh God, yeah, that's a pop. And it's just a sideways ass projected onto the mesh of a face.
And what we'll do is when they do discover it, we can now be public about why that's the solution. The reason that he had to pick up the glass and put it down 40 times, it represents the father's alcoholism.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
The reason he had to open and close the doors was just because every time the door would open, you'd look to the door and think, is that my dad? It's not. But it could have been.
It's just the wind.
Whoever solves the game fully understands the deep and personal issues of whoever is developing this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. Nazi, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fantastic having you and your insane
Usually when I tell people these ideas, they tell me to shut up and go away.
Well, unfortunately, well, we're doing a podcast.
Exactly. You guys are locked in here. This is brave.
We had to. No, I loved it.
Yeah, it's been,
I genuinely
it's been
loved
an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Awesome ideas.
You're certainly more than welcome on again in the future. Whenever you have any more ideas that you would like to pitch to us and the audience. Mm. The audience, equally, if you guys listening have any ideas for games, you're more than welcome to send them. Tom, they can send
fucking
us
a
couple of different places.
Yeah, they can.
Where is it? Where can they do that? How do they contact us?
You can send it to
Tom, take the microphone, that'll help.
No, he's looking around the room as if there's a place.
I'm not looking around the room, I'm trying to load this fucking website. Why is it not giving me the information I desire? Something like pitch please at pickaxe.com.
His face is like flashing white over and over again from the tabs he's opening.
PitchPleasePod@yogscast.com.
Is that it? I don't think that's
or pitch
it.
PitchPleasePod with no vowels on Twitter.
I don't know.
I don't think that's right.
I don't know if that's right. The Twitter one's right. I don't know if the email one is right.
Hang on.
It's one of those.
We still don't know.
Hold on. I'll try. Right. Do you want me to send an email to it and we'll see if you get it?
Yeah, do it. Let's do it live.
PitchPleasePod@yogscast.com. Hi. All right, send. Let's see if that is received.
Yeah, and you in the audience, you can also test if this email is working by sending us ideas.
How's it going? Oh, delivery. Hitch. Oh, no, delivery notification failure, I'm afraid. Oh, wait, no, hold on. Let me try this again. I think I sent it.
Oh, pitchpleasepod@yogscast.com. That works.
Okay, it does.
Oh,
however,
well,
I put an pod. H at the end.
It will probably just go straight through to our producer, not us. So we're not going to see it. Sam, our producer, will see it.
Oh, I got an email. Thank you for contacting the Pickaxe Podcasts. As you can imagine, we receive a high volume of inquiries, so it may take us some time to get back to you.
Wow.
There you go, automatic response.
Well, ooh. I can say right now, that is not going to take a while to get back to you. I'll reply now.
Oh,
hi.
Holy smokes.
Just done it. There you go. Bam.
This is how fast you'll get a response if you submit an idea to
immediately. That is not guaranteed or true.
Tom is sitting at an email ready to answer.
All right. Yeah, please do send your ideas. You can email them to us. You can tweet or X, whatever it's called, them to us. If you really want, you can record your voice and send it over.
Wow.
Because those are the ones that we really like. Mm. And we've got it. Let me tell you, we've got a couple to get through that are very, very interesting.
Really?
And I'm going to share some with you. Tom, after this, I'll show you the one that I got
Well, that'll be next week's episode then.
Is it
next
just
week?
Screaming?
It's a good one.
How often do we release these things?
We're screaming and crying. All right. thank you very, very much for listening. We're going to sign off now. Nazi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And, thank you for sharing your ideas.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time, everyone. Goodbye.
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 Bye now. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye though. Bye. See you.
James is showing off his Enterprise.
He's fucking Star Trek nerds. This guy's over here playing Baldur's Gate 2.
Makes me really happy.
All right, nerd.